And I think the movement of Leah Fox in there is really going to cause them problems. Let's see what happens. It's got into her again. They've decided not to double mark her. She's in on goal. Leah Fox, can she finish this time? Leitrim need a goal. Round the keeper. Into the back of the net. Brilliant goal from Leah Fox. And the girl from North Leitrim is really coming to life with the deployment and of her into the full forward line. That was coolness personified for a young player to go round the keeper to finish like that in a provincial final. Wonderful goal. Roscommon moving the ball quickly now with Niamh Feeney. In it goes here to Rachel Fitzmaurice. Numbers mean nothing. It's the charge of the Light Brigade here now for Roscommon at this stage. And they've walked the ball into Niamh Feeney again. In round the square it goes, and Michelle Monaghan again gets her hands to it. And again, the Leitrim defence stand firm. And they walk the clearance out towards this near side. Racing out together to Shailen Ward. In there as well was Leah Fox. And back out it comes to Claire Owens. And Claire Owens is grounded. And she'll use her experience just to slow it down to win the free and maybe eat up some more precious time.
I thought there was a goal going in there for Roscommon. The ball was played in. It was almost like the Sligo under 20 game for the lads a few weeks ago.
Time stood still again, didn't it?
Exactly. Ball just lobbed in. But, you know, the Leitrim defence will be happy to have seen their goalkeeper, Michelle Monaghan, come out with them. Probably fitting that she was the one who would attend up on the end of it and come out with it, because she's had a brilliant second half. And she's really been the one who kept the minute here in the first 10 minutes with them two super saves. And Leitrim, again, as you said, Claire Owens is just kind of winding down the clock here and just eating up into that injury time.
Well, they certainly targeted our kick out early on, Roscommon, but she's responded with two outstanding saves in this game to make sure that, well, her team are in the ascendancy here by 3 points. Claire Owens looking for an option, not panicking even at this late stage of the game. Shailen Ward gets the pass outside her there. It's all about cool heads now for Leitrim. Bruno O'Rourke playing the ball outside her to Charlene Turl. Management teams can hardly look on from the sideline. It's getting that tense. Laura O'Dowd in possession for Leitrim. 114 to 14 points for the benefit of our listeners at Ocean FM. Remember, all these games live as well on the Connacht LGFA website. And still to come is the senior final today, Galway and Mayo. What a cracker that could be. Leitrim now have walked the ball into Leah Fox just inside the Roscommon 45 metre line, running at the cover, going back. Three Roscommon players around her. They're teaming up on her now. Referee says she's overcarried. Free out for Roscommon. Leah Fox involved in a little bit of afters, ended up on the ground. The Leitrim management team were looking for a decision, and now I think the referee might hop the ball as a result of some afters there, or is he going in to have a chat with somebody along the sideline? No, it is going to be a hop ball, and there was afters, and it's going to be a throw ball, and immediately Michelle Gucking goes in there to say, let's be having it, and then she's won it, and the referee said she was using her arm unfairly, tucked in the arm of the Roscommon player, according to the referee, and now Michelle Gucking didn't get the required distance away from the free taker, and the referee is bringing it forward, and Leah Fox is there as well, and there's the hooter, and Leitrim have won this one. Wow. They've retained the Connacht title. They've beaten Roscommon here by 114 to 14 points. And when you just look around the field to see what this means to the Leitrim girls, it shows what the provincial title is all about. You can see what it means to the management team as well. They really came here with a game plan that they stuck to and executed so well, and have won this game by 3 points. And if you put it down maybe to some very simple incidents, the goal of Leah Fox, the saves of Michelle Monaghan, all crucial.
Yeah, exactly. And we said it in the first half, will Roscommon come back to, you know, rule these chances that they missed in the first half? And the answer, unfortunately for them, is yes. But great credit to Leitrim. It would have been very hard to see Michelle Gucken, after scoring 10 points today, on 6 of them from play, you know, to be on the losing side. You know, so I'm happy for her. Leah Fox instrumental. She scored a 1-2 and a vital goal again. That was the difference between the two sides. But look, Roscommon will be disappointed, especially after having such a successful league campaign. But I've no doubt this isn't the end of Roscommon, so it isn't. You know, I'm sure we'll be seeing them throughout the intermediate campaign doing very well for themselves in the group that they're going into.
If I was to put you somewhat on the spot, who would your player from the match be?
I suppose, you know, forwards always get the game. It's very hard not to mention Michelle Gucken and Leah Fox. They were instrumental, but for me, I always tend to go with the back, so I do. But Ailish Corneen, I think, for me, never put a foot wrong. She got a great block in there as well in the dying moments.
Her distribution for the goal as well,
absolutely,
in the lead up to it.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I just really think that she was an absolute, she was a key instrumental figure in the back line, especially when they needed her.
Once again, for 2022, Leitrim and the Connacht Ladies Intermediate Football Champions. The photograph's been taken that's going to very much form the centrepiece of the coverage of many newspapers next week, particularly the Leitrim Observer, where there'll be Massive interest in the report from there. The cup lifted a high aloft by Claire Owens. And the Leitrim panel celebrating.